ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble question. That question is a question which is often asked by people, especially people who become religious kind of later on in their life. You know, a lot of people, you know, for whatever reason, they're not very religious in their youth, you know, even in throughout their middle age, and all the way up to, you know, old age. A lot of times, something happens which shakes them awake from their spiritual slumber, and this happened. Like, for example, one of their dearly, you know, beloved relatives may happen to pass away. You know, their parents may pass away, or somebody may pass away. Kind of shakes them, wakes them up. But you know, when they come to, they realize that, you know, what they've been doing is wrong. You know, the first thing that comes to mind is, you know, what am I going to do about all of the sins that I have done in the past? How do I eradicate them? Fortunately, this is a question which was, you know, obviously in the minds of the people in the time of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and our Aima. So they would get asked this a lot. You know, this is reflected in the hadith. So we have a lot of hadith which, you know, mention ways to eradicate sins. Obviously, you know, the first and foremost way to eradicate sins is to repent, you know, make sincere repentance. And, you know, repentance has its own conditions and it has its own method, right, of how it should be accomplished and so on and so forth. But aside from that, if somebody wants to kind of supplement repentance with, you know, certain practical things by means of which he can eradicate his sins, there are numerous things which have been mentioned, you know. Some of these are in our own hand, right? You know, they're voluntary. Others are not voluntary. Like, for example, death is one thing that has been mentioned, a way to eradicate sins. You know, death is not in our hands, right? Or, you know, sorrows. Sorrows is another thing, you know, the sadness and sorrows that we feel. You know, this is a way in which eradicates our sins. The Holy Prophet Muhammad, for example, said, every fatigue, hardship, or sorrow that a believer undergoes, as well as worries that distress him, are a means by which Allah deletes his evil seeds, deletes his evil deeds, right? But obviously, these are not in our hand. They're not voluntary. But a lot of these things are voluntary. Like, for example, good character. The Holy Prophet Muhammad says, four qualities, when possessed by a person, cause Allah to transform his evil deeds into good ones, right? So not only can we eradicate our evil deeds, we can even transform them into good deeds, even if he is a sinful from head to toe. Even a person is sinful from head to toe, a person can transform his good deeds, his evil deeds into good deeds. What are those good characteristics, those qualities? They are honesty, being honest, as-sidq, modesty, al-haya, being modest and chaste, good character, husnul khulq, having good manners, you know, being of a good nature, good temperament with other people, and finally, thankfulness, shukr, you know, this is here absolute, meaning being thankful to people, and also obviously thankful to God Almighty for His blessings. You know, these are also, being thankful to people is a part and a portion and a parcel of being thankful to God. Because we have a hadith which says, if somebody does not thank the creature, he is not thankful to the creator. Right? So, you know, this is a way in which evil deeds can be eradicated and can be transformed into good deeds. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at ways in which we can eradicate evil deeds in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.